Rush hour. Washington, D.C. Your briefcase is on your lap, the serious business of running the government on your mind. Yet there's someone boarding your subway car determined to undermine that mood, as NPR's Art Silverman discovered.
Hi, I wanted to welcome you all aboard Metro. Right now we're headed towards the tunnel.
This woman calls herself Pure Being. She dresses like a stewardess and rides Washington, D.C.'s new subway system, Metro Rail. She greets each rush hour passenger with good cheer and some practical advice. Her goal is to brighten people's lives.
But actually, I'm all glad you're here, that you've joined me for my party, because I'm going to be having a party here aboard Metro today. We all want to have a good time, don't we? The New Year's rolling right in. And, you know, some people think that I look real familiar to guess who. Come on, can you guess? The Virgin Mary! People tell me that all the time.
As you might imagine, Pure Being receives no money from Metro Rail for her work on these cars. In fact, they aren't officially aware she's there at all. She's a self-appointed hostess. In real life, Pure Being is DJ Foster, an actress and dance teacher. Tired of the stage, she moved underground to the moving showcase of Metro. She's a slight woman who wears a dirty white uniform and a Dolly Parton wig. Pure Being carries a bag of props with her, including a blanket for cold passengers. And her appearances on board are unannounced. But once aboard, she takes charge, seeing to riders' comfort and happiness.
I've been trying to instigate bowling on one of the cars because it would make a perfect bowling alley. Will they listen to me? No.
While most passengers are startled at first and try to avoid watching Pure Being, they generally warm up after a couple stops. By that time, they realize that she's planned her act and is not simply a crazy lady out of control. DJ Foster created the character Pure Being, she says, because theaters restrict two-way communication.
And it's a very limited reception, and I had a real desire to work with the people, all types of people, get all types of reactions.
What are some of the things that people did?
They tried not to laugh because they think, oh, you know, this is really pathetic. So you'd see people put their hands over their mouths. And if a few people really started laughing, the other people would start laughing and they wouldn't feel threatened, like, oh, this poor soul. Because I was hitting them with material that I think that probably affected them later in the day, like, God, I can't believe she's saying this. You know, I was doing foot ailments.
Does anybody know what a bunion is? I've got this awful problem all over my feet. I put on all these different things.
As Pure Being's character grows, she's exploring some new settings, the street and nightclubs. But the subway remains her spiritual home, with its intimate, captive audience. And with the presidential election coming up next year, it's the ideal place for Pure Being to put in a good word for her candidate, the King of Soul, James Brown, whose music Pure Being brings along for atmosphere.
The king. I'm tired of this president stuff. Where's the monarch? He knew how to move. How many presidents could do the splits? Not many.
Pure Being is the type of woman that looks like she's really had a rough life. You know, that she's had a hard time coping with different situations in her life. And in order to survive, I guess, she's gone out and become an apostle.
I'm sure glad you all stopped by to my party. We had a really swell old time.
For National Public Radio, on board Washington's Metro Rail, this is Art Silverman.